This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland.
President Obama and Governor Romney have spent a lot of time talking about jobs and the economy. But here's one related subject that hasn't gotten much attention. That part of your life when you hope to quit your job and enter the leisure economy, also known as retirement. Commentator Helene Olin says we should all be asking more questions about whether retirement will soon be a long-gone piece of the American dream.
We're on the verge of a retirement crisis in this country. It's something pretty much everyone knows, except apparently the two guys running for president. Pensions are rapidly becoming a thing of the past, and the private savings schemes that have taken their place are not working out as planned. Most Americans have less than $100,000 in their 401ks, and that's not going to change anytime soon, since about half of us live paycheck to paycheck. We can hardly save for an emergency tomorrow, never mind something that's going to happen 20 years from now. In addition, stock market returns have been anemic for more than a decade. So even those few who have saved money are not seeing the gains financial advisors promised. But the presidential candidates don't talk about this. Instead, they discuss, as President Obama put it, tweaking Social Security, a program vital to seniors. The Census Bureau reports an additional 20 million Americans over 65 would live in poverty if not for their Social Security checks. Politicians are fond of bashing Social Security as a major source of our budgetary woes. During the Bush administration, Mitt Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, supported a proposal to turn a portion of our Social Security funds over to Wall Street, an idea that proved about as popular as paroling Charles Manson. The current Social Security meme, popular with deficit hawks, calls for raising the age we can claim benefits. More Americans say they want to work longer, but no one has proven the jobs will be there for them to do that. Nor is it clear we will be capable of performing them. Studies show baby boomers are less healthy than their parents at the same age. No wonder so many of us are scared, with surveys finding about 80% petrified about how we will get by when our paid work lives end. And that number will likely go up every time someone tells us they plan to tweak Social Security.
Helene Olin is a contributor for Forbes and author of the forthcoming book, Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of the Personal Finance Industry.